Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. It is one of the many parables of Jesus. It's known as the parable of the widow and the unjust judge. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Vindicate me against my adversary." For a while he refused. But afterwards he said to himself, "Though I never fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by continuing to come." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God vindicate his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith on earth." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Some years ago, I was standing up here and I spoke on the topic, the search for God. The sermon was based on my own belief that those of us who are spiritual each find God, or should I say discover God, differently. Since all true religions believe in a higher power, it's my belief that the religions directly evolve from the experiences of the believers. In our Judeo-Christian world, those of us who are Christians or Jews, have all been a part of that evolving tradition. It's interesting to see how these traditions have evolved, including such things as the timing of Christmas and the traditions of Rosh Hashanah. However, I'll leave these for you to research on your own, because I know that the secret of a good sermon is to have a good beginning and a good ending, and to have the two as close as possible together. At this point, I'm going to make the basic assumption that you found God. If not, please take one of these business cards. They may help you on your journey. Now that you've found God, there are three things I know for sure. Those of you who remember a couple years back, three things might sound familiar. One of our former ministers always started with three things. But I digress. It's my contention that there are three very important things about having found God: the love of God, prayer, and the love of our neighbors. First, foremost, and easiest, having found God, you should, as Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Probably the main reason most of us attend services. Second, in knowing God, we need to pray. Our gospel lesson today stresses this action. Our interpretation is based on the introductory verse of the gospel, and I quote, "And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart." In the parable, the widow was so persistent with the judge that he gives in. If even the most unjust judges will finally relent to the ceaseless petitions of a defenseless widow, then how much more will God, who is after all a good judge, answer our prayers. The focus of this interpretation is on God's goodness and eagerness to bless us. Therefore, we should address the Almighty Father with our praises and thanks, and also with our petitions. The parable is both an invitation and encouragement to pray without ceasing, confident in God's desire to respond. Yesterday, at the memorial service for Shireen's father, I was reminded how, like Shireen's father, my own father continued to pray throughout his life. It's through prayer that God makes himself available to us at all times. Whatever you're going through, God wants to hear about it and wants to help you with it. If you don't know how to pray, then it could seem confusing. But all it is talking to God, just like you talk to your friends or tell your family what's going on in your life. It's that simple. Just pray to God. God wants to have this relationship with you. I regularly pray for my family, members of my congregation, my friends. More importantly, I let people know that I'm praying for them. I believe that letting people know you care enough to pray for them is very cathartic. That is, you both feel good about it. Now the third thing, if we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, and with all our soul, and with all our mind, then we must love our neighbors as ourselves. In the Bible, loving your neighbor as yourself is found 8 times, not once, not twice, 8 times. Jesus coupled the command to love your neighbor as yourself with loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul. In the book of James, it's called the royal law. It sounds beautiful, and it is when we obey it. But loving your neighbor as yourself isn't always easy. That's why God made it a command. He knew we'd struggle. Making it a command is actually to our benefit. How is that? Well, we have to do it. We have to do it on purpose. We have to be intentional about it. A few years back, I was on a fishing trip with one of my best friends. On the trip, we stopped at a Cabela's to get some equipment. There was a man panhandling at the entrance to the parking lot. My friend made me stop so he could keep the man $10. I'll never forget that. Since then, I've tried to be that generous myself and to remember exactly who is my neighbor. When I was in the 6th grade, I had an absolutely wonderful teacher. Her name was Helen Thompson. She later married, became Helen Quaglin. She loved to have us memorize poetry. I was terrible at it. But I was a great appreciator of the content. One of the poems she had us learn, my favorite poem, was by a little-known romantic poet. The essence of the poem has been with me my whole life. It's short. I'd like to read it to you. It's entitled, many of you may have heard of it before, it's entitled Abu Ben Adam. It's by Leigh Hunt. Abu Ben Adam, may his tribe increase, awoke one night from a deep dream in peace, and saw within the moonlight in his room, making it rich like a lily in bloom, an angel writing in a book of gold. Exceeding peace made Ben Adam bold. And to the presence in the room he said, "What writest thou?" The vision raised its head. And with a look made of all sweet accord, answered, "The names of those who love the Lord." "And is mine one?" said Abu. "Nay, not so," replied the angel. Abu spoke more low, but cheerily still, and said, "I pray thee then, write me as one who loves his fellow men." The angel wrote and vanished. The next night it came again with a great awakening light. and showed the names of those whom the Lord had blessed. And lo, Ben-Adam's name led all the rest. It's funny how something so simple can stay with you your whole life. It always seemed to me that Abu was halfway there. He had conquered the more difficult half of the two commandments of Jesus, the love of his fellow man. I'd like to leave you now with a few final thoughts. I told you it would be short. First of all, in those final hours, when we're done, and we're at that pearly gate, God won't ask you what kind of car you drove. He'll ask you how many people you who didn't have transportation you drove with it. God won't ask you the square footage of your house. He'll ask you how many people you welcomed into your home. God won't ask you about the clothes you had in your closet. He'll ask you how many you helped to clothe. God won't ask you what your highest salary was. He'll ask you if you compromised your character to obtain it. God won't ask you what your job title was. He'll ask you if you performed your job to the best of your ability. God won't ask you how many friends you had. He'll ask you how many people to whom you were a friend. God won't ask in what neighborhood you lived. He'll ask you how you treated your neighbors. God won't ask you about the color of your skin. He'll ask you about the content of your character. And finally, isn't it amazing that with all our knowledge, all our sophistication, we should still follow a man who lived 2,000 years ago? I hope that you will all remember how fortunate you are that you have found God. Amen.